It's Riverside.
It's four.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Several of the nation's top health experts appearing before a House panel today discussing coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield urging Americans to heed government guidelines in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Wearing a simple mask properly, it's critical to limiting the transmission. Be smart about social distancing and being in crowded spaces. Stay 6 feet apart from others.
The U.S. is approaching 4.5 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. Hurricane watch is posted for Florida as Isaias approaches, and states of emergencies are now in place for many coastal areas.
Long-term care facilities for the elderly are being readied. This 2017's Hurricane Irma saw deaths of nursing home patients due to a lack of power. Residents are now advised to stock up on food, water, and medicine.
Fox's Eben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Started because weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on. That's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Tonight we'll get it started.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And thanks for jumping, starting with us. All right, somebody named Cooter's been waiting to speak with us.
Yeah, man, this won't take long. Thanks a lot, Seth.
What I do, man?
I've been watching Lost, and I'm about halfway through the last season.
Just turn it off, burn it.
You just spoiled the whole season for me, the whole show, not just the season, the whole series.
6 seasons of crap.
No, it was great, man. It was great until I found out the end. Now,
spoiler.
Thanks a lot, Seth.
The other thing I don't understand, thank you for the call, Cooter.
Thanks, man.
Take care, Cooter.
So these zombies are dragging themselves. They're upright. Why are people afraid of them? I could outrun them.
It's not one. It's when there's a bunch of them. And
put
if you get bit, you turn into them.
You and them. So-
But also, if you die, you turn into one. So it's not just if you get bit. It's like all the dead come back.
So you could run them over with a car?
Yeah.
I just don't see this
like
as a
protesters.
Big threat. What if I jumped into the lake? Are they going to come swim?
They'll maybe. Well, yes.
There we go.
There's a zombie movie named Zombie from 79 where there was a zombie fighting a shark.
Again, Seth, we've got to get you better movies.
No really? Wonder I'm single.
Something educational.
Yes.
Preferably.
Have you ever heard of Legos? Maybe we should start with Legos.
Oh.
Lincoln Logs.
But otherwise, Walking Dead, it's on like season 10 right now, and it got really good.
Now, didn't they film that?
In
like,
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. I thought so. Okay.
It got really good toward the end, and they had to stop it due
so
to
So did my
corona.
Last marriage. It got real good towards the end.
I believe that's our hurricane reporter calling. Let's get some local news while we line her up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Harvey Updike, the man known for poisoning the oak trees at Toomer's Corner at Auburn University, has died. Updike poisoned Toomer's Oaks back in 2010. He infamously called into a radio show to share what he had done. Then in 2013, he pled guilty to poisoning the trees and was ordered to pay $800,000 in penalties and restitution. He was 71 years old. Plus, the Alabama ABC Board took a creative approach to help people who are in need of a job today. The board handed out state employment information to around 300 job seekers during its drive-through job fair. The setup allowed people to apply and discuss job opportunities without getting out of their cars. And the Alabama National Fair is tentatively set to happen this October in Montgomery. The only change officials have announced is that concerts and events inside of the Coliseum will not take place. If the mask ordinance is still in effect, fairgoers will have to wear face coverings as well. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
everybody. The month of July coming to an end on a relatively routine note. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area this evening before they fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then for the first weekend of August, tomorrow and Sunday, high temperature in the low 90s both days, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be few and far between. Meanwhile, we'll continue to keep tabs on Hurricane Isaias as it approaches the southeastern coastline. Our weather app will keep you on top of that action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Rich, we got you an assistant.
Fantastic.
On the scene from South Florida where Isaias is.
Maybe she could get a punctuation of some sort.
I have no idea how they... I watched Channel 7 News tonight. We'll have some dramatic intro with it. So I'll know exactly how to pronounce it. With a little bit of Latin flair.
Well, aren't they already going wall-to-wall coverage, scaring the crap out of people? And
Oh, it's pandemonium, I'm sure, at the Home Depot. I don't know. I haven't turned on the television. I've been here about 8 minutes.
Right now, you're under a tropical storm warning.
Whatever.
Right where you
are.
Just another Friday in her world. Ain't nothing.
Listen, if that's the least of my worries this weekend, like, we're good.
She's woman, W-O-M-A-N.
That's right.
She can handle it.
Bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a little bit of rain, you guys. Like, it's not that serious.
Actually,
like,
right
everything's
now,
still open.
I got the radar up. There really isn't much of anything in your immediate area at this moment on this 91 degree.
It is literally blue skies. There's not a cloud in the sky outside.
Be careful, Jayquel, and it could be the calm before the storm.
Oh.
That's fun, though. See, I should have been a hurricane chaser, though, because, like, I enjoy the storm. But
me, too.
I mean, granted, Andrew was pretty scary. Like, yeah. that was a scary storm.
Where were you when Andrew came through? What
I was here. I was in Fort Lauderdale.
I was in Culver City.
I remember at the time my parents had divorced, so my mom and I were living in a townhouse, and we had a lake in the back, and we had these big down in South Florida, everybody has like the glass screen doors and the sliding glass doors.
Sure.
And I remember the townhouse was flooding, and my mom was having to, like, keep putting towels underneath the floor because the lake that was, like, probably 200, 300 feet away from the house was waves crashing into the back door.
Wow.
Like, the winds were so bad. And, I mean, I remember Andrew being scary, and the next day we drove down to Homestead, and driving down the interstate, hotels that are all glass, the windows were all knocked out of, beds were hanging out of windows.
Yep.
It was insane. And then we went down there and, like, handed out food. Like, I remember this. Like, I was 8, doing a soup kitchen.
There was nonstop traffic heading south with people bringing whatever they could grab to help the folks down there.
It was bad.
The storm came through at night. I actually wrote a pretty good magazine column about it called Racing the Wind, because I had an unusual situation myself at that time, and it came through at night, and I remember we had a double front door in our house that faced the east. The feeder band to the eye wall cut through the county that Jacqueline is describing and where I was living. We weren't that far apart, actually, probably about 10, 12 miles as the crow flies. And we had Category 3 winds in the feeder band.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though. Scary, but it was pretty cool. Mother Nature's a beast.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we didn't have any we didn't have shutters or anything like that. And I'm watching this double front door of the house that the wind is barreling into head on, starting to bow. Like, it's going to break into the house. So I found a board that I could shove between the two door handles that would keep that from, hopefully keep that from, it held. Mm-hmm. It held. But
did it keep it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody has shutters up yet. So, like, you know, like, it's kind of like, if nobody's, like, putting up shutters.
Yeah.
I didn't see any shutters when I pulled in. I'm sure every Karen, you know, masking mom is at Publix right now getting all the bottled water and canned food.
Yeah.
We're not. We're just hanging out at my parents' house. We're going to get some takeout. I don't even think we're going to go to Publix. It's fine.
I love the fact everybody else is prepping. Man, we're going to get some takeout. Yeah, probably check out
We're going to get some Mama Maria's Italian, and yes, we're going to hang out and watch, you know, Disney Junior tonight and just chill. Maybe tomorrow, if I'm feeling frisky, I may just make sure my car has gas so I can get back to the
That's feeling frisky? Girl, you know, get gas in your car.
Well, I mean, like, Rosie, you got to remember, like, this is the usual. Like, I'm this used to this Tuesday kind of weather. My, like, okay, if you're a true Floridian, you already have everything you need. Mm-hmm. It's hurricane season.
Okay.
My parents have a stocked refrigerator out in the garage. Like, we're not hurting for food and water. You know, it's fine.
What about the
we're
going to
be all right. What? I don't even like milk. We're fine. So, worst case scenario, I'll make some sugar cookies. I'm sure we've got the ingredients for that. We'll live on sugar cookies.
Yeah, we're doing everything we can to raise the obesity level.
Yeah, my kid has the diabetes already.
We're doing it in sympathy with you.
We have the candy buffet here.
Texted Janelle to see if she can, because she lives real close to the water in Cutler Bay.
Yeah.
She is in the evacuation zone. If it's a major storm, this will not be.
Is she going to evacuate?
I just... worry about my little girl.
You just say the word. You need somebody to go down.
Well, listen, I'm down here, so if she needs a ride to Montgomery, I'm here.
I got four-wheel drive. I can head on down.
I mean, I'll get her. I'll brave the storm.
Ooh.
I mean,
we'll stop by McDonald's.
Here, maybe. I don't know. It's just not that big of a deal down here. I remember when Andrew came through. Now, granted, that was a big deal, but we didn't know it was a big deal until it came on land.
Yeah.
My grandmother had driven herself to the hospital, right? Because she had a heart attack, like a mild one. It was fine. But she drove herself to the hospital.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, we know where you get it from.
And guess what? That was Lola.
Wow. Really?
That's where this one, yeah. So, okay, keep that in mind.
Okay.
So Lola drove herself to the hospital, like, 2 days before Andrew. And they kept her for monitoring, you know, because that's what they do when you have a heart attack. And so she was in the hospital during Andrew, and they lost power.
Oh,
and,
wow,
like, not all of the generators came back on.
Mm.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that is.
So, I mean, with the Rona and now this, I mean, like, I don't know what's going to happen. People are probably in complete panic mode.
And then, you know, the TV station you watch, nobody's better at producing panic than those characters. It's
I love
TV.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. My husband loves coming down here and watching the news because it's like, it's literally like watching Fox or CNN. I mean, because what? WSBN 7 is on like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and all the way to midnight. And so I'm going to watch it tonight. I'll video it, Greg, and see if they have a really cool, like, tropical storm,
My personal alma mater down there, where I worked for 2 years, was WPLG, Channel 10, the one and only Channel 10. And, when I go down there now and I turn them on in the morning, I kind of take a list because you can tell by looking at, because nobody on that station is like over the age of 20.
I don't think they're allowed to hire anybody that hasn't had work done or is in their 30s.
And you can tell who got laid the night before and who didn't by the way they're dressed, the way their hair is. The way they're staggering around in front of the chroma key scheme, it's it's become a farce. PLG used to be the best.
I know. Now it's like, well, I'll find out. I'll wake up early. I'll call in the morning and give you an update.
We'll be here. We would love to hear from you tomorrow.
The ISIS storm. And what's it called?
ISIS.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Isaiah.
It sounds like a stutter. Like, you're supposed to be like Isaac or Isaiah, and they just put them two together.
Yeah, if there's two Isaiahs, it's Isaiah.
Again, I think the qualifier.
Isaiah.
Don't give a storm name that at least one human being isn't actively. I've never heard of that name before. And when you live in Miami, you hear all the names.
I know. I was going to say, like, I don't even know what that is. Like, that's fake news.
Yeah. Exactly. How was your drive down?
It was wonderful. Steven is potty trained, even on a car ride.
Yay!
I feel like victory is totally mine, you guys.
Yeah,
I feel like I've won at life. So everything was great. You know, I stopped at my normal places.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic was very minimal to mild. The heavy places, as expected. But besides that, it was a beautiful day. You know, we just booked it. I left Montgomery about 6. Wow. And I got here about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't play. Like, and I was driving the speed limit-ish.
Yeah, oh, no, ish. It's about 10 and a half hours of actual driving time and a little bit more when you have a kid that's yeah. potty trained.
Hey.
Well, we had a little 20-minute fiasco at the Starbucks in Dothan, but that's for another day. So besides that...
Do not stop in Dothan.
Well, you can't give a kid a chocolate croissant when they ordered a chocolate cake pop. And he's 3. He doesn't understand that, like, now mommy has to wait through the line again. And there's, like, 8 cars in front of you. And Karen doesn't know how to order her frappuccino, so you're there for 20 minutes. It's been a day.
The Adventures of Jacqueline Tomlinson. Well, you have a great weekend. And give us a holler tomorrow morning between 9 and 9:30 your time, if you can.
9 and 9:30 my time. I will. I'm going to give you a call at 9 my time because I'll be on my way to my prenatal massage. That's what I did there. Yeah.
That's
got babysitters.
Nice.
Very nice.
Wow.
Treat yourself.
All right, guys.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right. And Tommy.
No, Tammy.
Tammy
Burkhalter.
I got to clean my glasses. Well, I saw Tommy first.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
You're calling on Back the Blue.
I am. I'm calling on the Tauga County Blue Crew. First of all, I have to say I love listening to Jaquellen. Jay Quellen, she just makes my day.
She's a sitcom.
Oh, she is.
Well, a smart sitcom.
Oh, yeah. Quick wit, all of that. Can you imagine a reality show with her?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
All right. So the Tauga County Blue Crew that I talked to you about yesterday. So we kicked it off Monday. And Monday is Blue Monday. And so we're blueing out Tauga County. And it's in support of law enforcement. It's our police department, our sheriff's department, and even our state troopers that work this area.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing drawings for gifts all month long. Everybody's name's going in a hat, and hopefully everybody gets something. But we know not everybody gets a prize. But they suit up and they show up in this hot weather, and so it's time for us to suit up and show up for them and our support. There's a Facebook page, Tauga County Blue Crew, and there's a list of events for all next week that we're really excited about. The community has been overwhelming. I challenged other communities. To actually come up with their own county blue crew. And I hear rumor mill that there's a county that's actually taking our challenge. I don't know all the details yet, but I'm excited about that.
Good.
So if you live in Tauga County, or if you don't, Blue Monday, blue it out, show our men and women of law enforcement that we really do support them and that we don't feel about them as they do in the media that is destroying their credibility.
I totally support this. He said it's a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, it's called Tauga County Blue Crew. And people are putting blue ribbons on their mailboxes and their businesses, kind of like they did red for COVID.
I like that.
So we're asking businesses to do that. But there's information there. There's yard signs. There's shirts. Now we're even thinking about doing a mask since Mimo continued to extend the order.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just say that?
Amen.
I'm looking for this.
And Seth, I have to say, isn't it Seth?
Yes.
Yes. Your laugh is so contagious.
Oh, thank you.
Be careful. Some yeah, other things are contagious. Seth.
I know. He's not going to be able to fit through the door going out. So.
Yeah, Eddie. You better lay off the Reese's, chummy. When you first started coming in, your belly didn't touch the desk.
Yes, it did. I've always been this fat. I was a fat baby, and I'm still fat.
Big boon. Thank
but
you, Tammy.
Eddie Bader brings a whole lot to the show and the morning show. Oh. Y'all have a great crew. Rosie, you keep them in line like
you've been doing. I don't think that's possible, Tammy.
She's the keeper I always wanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, really every man looks for a keeper, but I got a different kind of keeper.
Mm-hmm. He's a smooth present.
I've got one at home and one here in the studio.
The one here has a key.
What more could you need?
I know. I just, by the way, in the time we talked, I found the page. I just shared it to mine.
Awesome.
And with the words, let's back the blue. And I put the blue in capital letters. because they deserve it.
Awesome. And Jessie Lynn on your morning show, she's getting involved with it.
Yay. Yes.
That's Jessie. So, Jessie's amazing. She impresses me every day.
So we're really excited. And I want to give a big shout out to all the community response that we've had. It has been truly humbling.
Good.
It started with three people talking about it, and the community has just jumped on board.
If you're up early in the morning there, I know Prattville Farm Center opens at what time on Saturday?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
The two.
So yeah, if you want to jump out with us at 7 tomorrow, we'll be here if you're at the store. And
okay, you're there till 8, right?
8:30.
Yeah.
8:30, okay. Mm-hmm. It may be a little more towards 8. Randy goes in at 7. I normally kind of follow a little late.
7 or 8, just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. Bye, Tammy.
All right, 422, let's go into traffic. It is also All Request Friday. And I'm just trying to keep up with the messages as they come in. We're going to update traffic, and our friend Keith had a request for the heel pain bit.
Yay.
So I'm going to play it.
Okay.
I just love that face you make. I know it's going to be something good. You make the face, you're like, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to anyway. And I know it's going to be something good.
It just won't go away.
It makes us laugh. And we need to laugh.
Yeah, it's great because I got heel pain too.
Let's all have a good laugh. 423, traffic time.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's start in Prattville. We're hoping that the accident, Cobbs Ford Road and Bass Pro Boulevard, is out of the way now. It was a minor accident. Use caution there just in case. Highway 82 and 31, we had a tremendous amount of congestion there a little while ago, but it's easing a bit. We're hoping that they've got traffic moving there a little bit better after a bad accident. Watch out there. In Montgomery, we have an accident on I-85 northbound near Lawrence Street. It's up against the center divider. You can get around it on the right-hand lanes, but it's caused a tremendous slowdown in traffic, and it's affecting traffic trying to merge from 65 north and southbound. Use caution there. We are light to moderate everywhere else. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs to talk directly to America. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every weeknight, you can watch Greg Kelly tell the truth about Trump. Plus, see Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Michael Reagan, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find it on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Or check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Watch it today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walking, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately,
yes.
Is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent-smelling
pain. Two old goats.
This is Todd. Good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are
We're
you?
We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait. That's, yeah.
Jay, I need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps, and with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet, and he told me the advice that he got to take care of it, and just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle, and, you know, the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. See, now it's crossed over to an evil laugh. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Now, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Sorry, Greg. That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
We were going back to coast to coast.
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out And the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely...
horrible.
Oh, I have a question.
Mm.
As the crow flies?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. You heard this new band called ELO?
That's the beauty of heaven, Seth.
Yeah. Can't turn this
He's
off.
He's delightfully naive.
Is that how you put it?
Yeah.
When I was in school, they had a whole different name for it. Go ahead, teacher.
Well, you know, I did want to play that doctor video.
Yes, yes.
Have we had any additional requests come in?
About millennials.
Oh, I found actually a bit label. You said millennials or snowflakes, right?
Either one.
We have one called Save the Snowflakes, and one is a snowflake named Blaine who does a testimonial.
Oh.
So we have one or the other of those is coming out of this break.
Okay.
Which is going to begin right now at 4:33. All requests Friday, 272-9228. We got some good stuff on Facebook today.
Yeah, we do.
And we're going to explain to Seth what it means.
Oh, the crow.
As
okay.
The crow flies.
It's, in fact, if you ask Siri, let's see. Siri, how far am I from Prattville?
Current location is less than a half mile away by car.
Siri, you're way off.
No, I don't think so. Well, like when I was making the drive back from North Carolina a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh, good point.
There were points ahead I wanted, like one of them was Anderson, South Carolina, and she would give you the mileage, but as the crow flies, meaning if you were a bird and you could fly directly there, it would be a straight line number of miles. However, because highways have to take bends and turns and stuff, it adds that mileage. Oh. Let's grab this call before we go to the break. Hi, who's this?
It's Randy from Snow.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm not on the air yet.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that.
Watch yourself.
Oh, I don't worry about that. But I just wanted to make a comment to Greg Budell. We love him to death, but if he didn't make so much money, he could get a crazy check from the government.
I'll agree with that. I'll have to explain that.
A crazy check from the government?
Yeah, they give crazy checks to those people they say is mentally incompetent. They call crazy checks, Greg. That's what the government, Social Security, or whatever, disability, whatever they call that, is that if you can act crazy, if they deem you crazy, then they call it a crazy check.
Crazy check, you know, over from the nervous hospital.
I never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
Yeah, man.
Actually, it used to be until I think around 1990, if you were alcoholic and could not get sober, you could get disability for that. And then they ended that around 1990.
Wow.
Well, have you ever talked to anybody when they ask you, look at me when I'm talking to you, and they're looking out there in the trees, but they're looking dead at you? That's a crazy person. They get crazy checked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I'm there yet.
No, you're not there, but Google up crazy checks, and it'll come back under disability Social Security. Right.
I will take a look. Thanks for the suggestion, Randy. You have a good afternoon and rest of the weekend as we check in with Wendy.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's start in Prattville. We're hoping that the accident, Cobbs Ford Road and Bass Pro Boulevard, is out of the way now. It was a minor accident. Use caution there just in case. Highway 82 and 31, we had a tremendous amount of congestion there a little while ago, but it's easing a bit. We're hoping that they've got traffic moving there a little bit better after a bad accident. Watch out there. In Montgomery, we have an accident on I-85 northbound near Lawrence Street. It's up against the center divider. You can get around it on the right-hand lanes, but it's caused a tremendous slowdown in traffic, and it's affecting traffic trying to merge from 65 north and southbound. Use caution there. We are light to moderate everywhere else. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of vehicle services to be performed is greater than the quality of vehicle services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
All right, Fred is on the line.
Hey, Fred.
Fred. Fred.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fred, you're on the air.
Okay. Greg, you're talking about your feet.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, a long time ago. You know where Marketplace is at?
Yes.
Okay. If you turn right on Marketplace, right past Bell Road, go down to Precision Medical on the left.
Mm-hmm.
They will fix you up. They're professionals, and you get out of there for $30 or $40.
What's the name of it?
Precision Medical.
Precision Medical.
Yes.
Give them a try.
And they're feet people?
They're feet people, back people. They've got all kinds of braces, but they save me on my insoles. I think it's about $30. They know what they're doing. They're not just, you know, they're not like this Dr. Scholl's machine at Walmart.
Mm. They can save your toe.
They can diagnose what's wrong with you and tell you what to get.
Well, or I could just give Susan Woody a call.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate you calling, Fred.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, and Greg.
Yes, sir.
They don't have any straws there. So.
Yeah.
You know, you
thanks,
get,
Fred.
After years in this business, you, okay. you get an instinct as to
thank
when
you.
A good time
bye.
To end the call is. And mine kicked in, and I should have gone with it.
Yeah. Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama ABC Board took a creative approach to help people who are in need of a job today. The board handed out state employment information to around 300 job seekers during its drive-through job fair. The setup allowed people to apply and discuss job opportunities without getting out of their car. Plus, Harvey Updike, the man known for poisoning the oak trees at Toomer's Corner at Auburn University, has died. Updike poisoned Toomer's Oaks back in 2010. He infamously called a radio show to share what he had done. Then in 2013, he pled guilty to poisoning the trees and was ordered to pay $800,000 in penalties and restitution. He was 71 years old. And the Alabama National Fair is tentatively set to happen this October in Montgomery. The only change officials have announced is that concerts and events inside of the Coliseum will not take place. If the mask ordinance is still in effect, fairgoers will have to wear face coverings as well. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The month of July coming to an end on a relatively routine note. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area this evening before they fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then for the first weekend of August, tomorrow and Sunday, high temperature in the low 90s both days, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be few and far between. Meanwhile, we'll continue to keep tabs on Hurricane Isaias as it approaches the southeastern coastline. Our weather app will keep you on top of that action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It happens all around you, and you may not even notice.
Thousands of snowflakes have found themselves personally victimized by the recent election of Donald Trump as President of the United States.
They continue to be emotionally damaged by the idea that the country may be run by someone that they didn't vote for.
Campuses across America are doing everything they can do to help put an end to
this devastating human crisis. Cornell recently hosted a cry-in where snowflakes could drink hot chocolate and come to terms with the unspeakable tragedy of not getting their way.
The University of Pennsylvania offered puppies and kittens for snowflakes to cuddle.
The University of Michigan Law School scheduled a post-election self-care workshop where snowflakes could color and blow bubbles.
Other colleges and universities even canceled classes and final exams for snowflakes when the emotional damage was just too crippling.
Unfortunately, these efforts are not enough.
We need your help to make sure these snowflakes no longer have to live in fear of being offended by facts and logic, opposing points of view,
or triggering harmful things like proper pronouns or cultural Halloween costumes.
Snowflakes should not have to walk around their college campus and risk hearing something they disagree with.
Or seeing something that doesn't fit within their personal worldview.
Every dollar that you donate will go towards helping those who have been victimized by the opinions of others.
Proceeds will be used to purchase teddy bears,
coloring books, and Play-Doh for campus safe spaces.
Cardboard for homemade protest signs and counselors for snowflakes who have been victimized by hearing things that they don't like.
Snowflakes who've been especially damaged by harmful, often conservative rhetoric will be provided with ponies and safety pins.
All thanks to the generosity of viewers like you.
Please, for the price of a pumpkin spice latte a week, you can help save a snowflake from being triggered on a college campus near you.
Go to www.savethesnowflakes.org
to find out how you can help save a snowflake today.
Because your feelings matter, but their feelings matter more.
Matter more.
Matter more.
Matter more.
Well, you can piss away your money on a snowflake, but if you want to help a dirty old snowball stay in business, just listen and use our sponsors, please.
You dirty old snowball.
You gotta admit, that's one reason I hate that heel thing, because I do sound like a snowflake in that. But I had plantar fasciitis, and that's...
That really... I love those
peanuts.
I'm going
to give you a timeout. You are. I don't know what you... Really?
Too much candy.
I'm going to put Rose, I'm going to put your daughter in that seat, and you go downstairs and think about the way you're behaving. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Greg.
How are you, man?
Yeah, I think you should put Seth in time out. I'm dealing with plantar fasciitis myself. It is not fun.
See?
I feel your pain.
I want you to pray for Larry. I don't want you to just say, I'm sorry. Say, dear Lord, please look after Larry's feet quickly. Don't.
Yeah. Please look after Larry's
and
feet.
Then you won't have to serve timeout.
I hope your feet get better, and if they don't, you know where the straws are at.
I hear you.
I believe we have a box of those in the kitchen. You almost ended up with a box of straws in your rectum.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I hope your foot gets better.
So, Larry, I've kind of lost track.
What's on your mind?
No worries. It's all fun on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
Just going to call in and give you a little more insight on the quote-unquote crazy check, as it's unofficially called. That's a very real thing, and it's been going on for years. It's just another sign of being indicative of the government dependency that's been placed on a lot of people.
I have heard stories of mothers going to the office instructing their kids to behave in a wild and off-the-wall fashion so they get that money. I've heard those stories from people that work in the Social Security Administration.
It's terrible.
Well, and I've heard it myself. I've got a friend who's a special education teacher in South Alabama, and she's told me that part of her job was to interview children to determine their eligibility for that. And she has literally seen parents like threatening to beat children within an inch of their life if they don't go in and start eating crayons and doing things to show that they're crazy.
So
that's a real thing.
Yeah. Another way to rip off the government.
Yep.
So sad, man.
I know. Yep.
But speaking of it being Friday and you guys are getting close to Beat Feet out of there, just a request for a quick play with Isaias coming up the coast there.
Yeah.
I'm feeling your pain for Goose. My son lives in Orlando, so I'm keeping an eye on that too. But could you play the clip about on account of your non and why?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Absolutely. I keep him handy at all times. You ready?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
man.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That's why. That guy, that's the clip of the year so far. Emery.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I was just listening to that clip. Couple of things. Why in the world do radio announcers in Chicago call the interstates by dead presidents? Do you know?
They're all named after, like the Eisenhower, Dan Ryan, who was not a president but was a county commissioner, I guess, or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Way back. You have the Kennedy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Eisenhower and the Stevenson.
There's seven of them. There's seven of them, by the way.
The Stevenson, which is the one I drove, was named for a guy who didn't quite make president but ran twice.
But do you call them the expressways, or do y'all call them the interstates there?
Expressways. Yeah. Even though that's the greatest misnomer, because they're expressways to hell.
What's a freeway?
That's more of a California term.
Certainly not free, by the way. A lot of them, because, you know, you have to stop the toll booth and throw a quarter in or a dollar or $10 or whatever. Also, has anybody ever told you, Mr. Boudel, that you are autobiographical?
I am?
Yes. Google it. H-S-A-M. You can vividly remember. It's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
You can vividly remember and express yourself in memories.
Big time.
As long as it's not a memory of, I'm okay with that.
I mean, this is something true that I noticed, too. You can pull up a date
quick and the woman
and describe everything.
I'm just saying.
You want to go
back?
That's
the easiest part to remember.
I mean,
and where he was and you know, the year,
what movie you saw.
Yeah. That's right. And what was happening an hour before and an hour after. That's pretty rare. And that's one of your traits that really attracts a lot of people to your radio show, by the way.
I can't even remember what I had for lunch.
You mean the lame-ass stories, really? You like those?
Exactly right, buddy.
They're not lame-ass stories, by the way.
They're awesome, okay? An autobiographical memory is a memory system consisting of episodes recollected from an individual's life. It's like your Tupperware.
In other words, somebody says one word or maybe a sentence of anything that contributes to your memory, and you can just you can Google it in your mind and go back. And that's cool. I just want you to know that, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the info, Emery. Thank you for the call.
Y'all have a great day.
Like Seth said, just like Tupperware.
No, the Tupperware thing that you have full of stuff. Yeah, the tub of... Yeah.
Pardon me while I burp my Tupperware. Here is Steve.
Hey, how are you? Oh, God. Greg, how the heck are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing great. I just got a funny to tell you.
Okay.
It's something I'm a big fan of, Smart News, and I was reading through a few columns on it today. And somebody posted, supposedly, now, I'm not saying that this is not false, but it's supposed to be a letter from liberals in Seattle, Portland, Austin, and I think St. Louis, asking the NRA to become friends with them because they don't have the means to defend themselves against the tyranny, which... the NRA is always preaching that we need a well-armed and disciplined militia to prevent tyranny. Well, apparently they feel like they have been subjected to a tyrannical force moving into these different areas, and they are asking that the NRA come in and support them and be their big brothers because they have no way of defending themselves.
Defending themselves from what? Are they talking about the protesters or the federal agents that are in
there? These are the protesters. Yeah. They want the NRA to come in and help defend them against the federal forces.
Now, the NRA is there to protect us from the assholes that are destroying the
cities. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You know,
I have one. If it's ever applicable, it's for those Antifas in Portland and Seattle.
You stupid, ignorant.
Yeah, but you see, they want us to come in and defend them against the U.S. Marshals and the Gestapo Trump is sending in.
It's called
and
law enforcement.
I have a two word reply for them. Screw you.
I only missed by one. I guess
it's mine over there, Greg.
Hey.
Yeah, ESPN.
Simultaneously, man, we did that together. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
454.
I still like the way they do it, and I think it's Japan. When you have these rioters, they come out there, they spray them with the blue paint, they wait a couple of days, and they go arrest the blue people.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. I mean, it's really not that hard.
It's like the dive. Yeah, here's the thing, though. I'll tell you exactly what the media will do. If a local police, if you were having ongoing crap like they're putting up with. Like the Seattle police chief is telling people that want help, we can't do anything.
Exactly.
The mayor won't let us. What kind of crap is that?
If you call the police and they say, hey, man, you're on your own.
Which is why Trump is running that very effective ad saying, is this what you want to live in? You know, when somebody's breaking into your property, get a message, a voicemail from the police.
Our social service guy will be there shortly.
In fact... I believe we have something akin to that we've had for many years here in the system that makes basically the same point. I will play it here in just a second before we go back to traffic and into Fox News at the top of the hour. But I just want to say to my group here and Terry Adams, if you're listening, I'm looking at, I think, what the best ratings we have ever had in the afternoon on this station.
That is awesome. Hey. Congratulations, Greg.
I mean,
yeah, and you look good, man.
That's the only rating I care about when I go to the mirror and I ask who is the fairest talk show host of them all. I don't want to hear.
You sure is ugly.
I want to hear.
You are so handsome.
You are so handsome.
So, at least for this spring, I was handsome, and I'll take it any day. 456. John Lee paints. Hey, Mr. Spotlow here can testify to the quality of paint, having helped me. And we've got more.
Oh,
we've got more.
Not this Sunday.
More painting?
No. Will you wait? I'm getting you Ritalin.
I've heard that before.
Good choice.
Oh, but the mailbox and that front door, that paint went on so smooth.
Well,
man.
The thing is, those two, we use Solar Proof, which John Lee, that's their brand. And it is formulated to resist the development of mildew. So that front door basically is in the sun from morning till sunset. And it looks amazing.
Good deal. That's good. They got good paint, man.
It is, and it makes all the difference. And we got to talk about that listing you have after we get to the top of the hour. But
okay.
the home that Eddie just sold for me, one of the big selling points was how nice the interior looked.
Now, the buyer did not ask, hey, has it been painted in the last 5 years? They just looked at it and assumed it had been painted recently.
We used Richard's paint.
It looked good.
And how long was that on the walls, Greg?
7 years.
There you go.
Yeah. And that also, of course, is a John Lee paint.
Yep.
And by the way, like you, we buy our paint from them. We don't get anything for free. I don't do business that way because I can't look you in the eye and say, you should go there and spend your money if somebody's handing me a gallon of paint for nothing. I won't do that. I can't do that. It would just, it would be unconscionable. So when I suggest you invest in a great paint for a great result, it's because I've done it myself, and I've got witnesses.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It looks wonderful.
Right here in the studio. And plus, they can sell you anything else if you're a do-it-yourself or the pros there. You see their trucks there all the time. But for do-it-yourselfers, do it right. Get the right paint. Get the right rollers and brushes, and ask questions because your time has value as well. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. I'm going to play that police voicemail as we go into traffic and then Fox News, and then we'll be back for the exciting 5 to 6 hour.
Yeah.
Hello, you've reached the police department's voicemail. Pay close attention as we update choices often as new and unusual circumstances arrive. Please select one of the following options. To whine about us not doing anything to solve a problem that you created, press 1. To inquire as to whether someone has to die before we'll do something about a problem, press 2. To report an officer for bad manners when in reality the officer is trying to keep your neighborhood safe, press 3. If you'd like us to raise your children, press 4. If you'd like us to take control of your life due to your chemical dependency, press 5. If you'd like us to instantly restore order to a situation that took years to deteriorate, press 6. To provide a list of officers you personally know so we will not take enforcement action against you, press 7. To sue us or tell us you pay our salary and you'll have our badge, or to proclaim our career is over, press 8. To whine about a ticket and or complain about the many other uses for police rather than keeping your dumb ass in line, press 9. Please note your call may be monitored to assure proper customer support, and remember, we're here to save your butts, not kiss them. Thanks for calling your local police department, and have a nice day.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News.